How's it going?
Doing great. It's the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. Where you at?
I am in Chico, California.
All right. Do any long driving lately?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Actually, it's funny. I was just in San Francisco again last weekend. Brought back really good memories.
Were you dreading when this episode was going to air?
Yes, I was, because I was really scared to hear what the women had to say behind my back. I already knew what they said to my face, which was very unpleasant. So I was dreading, okay, now what, you know, how worse is this going to get? And it was awful. I mean, they went below the belt by even talking about my body image and being ugly and being a creepy person that drains blood out of people. And, you know, of course, they like the word bitch a lot. So that was not easy. It was really hard.
Yeah, how many times did you get called a bitch the other night?
You know what's funny? I should have counted, but a lot.
Now, being on the show from before, I mean, and being in that environment, you have to know what these women would have been like going into that situation, right?
Oh, right. I walked in there knowing that I'm not going to be making, like, best friends. I knew that the girls would be upset. I even said to them before, you know, kind of all hell broke loose, I said, I understand that you're a little thrown off, that you're probably a little upset, because I would be too. But I would never treat someone as poorly as they treated me, ever.
Yeah. Did you like Ben going into this? Like, you only knew him from television, right?
No, I've talked to Ben before, and so when I watched him on Ashley's season, I made it really clear on Twitter that I had a huge crush on him. I was like, oh my gosh, he's great. I want to meet him. I have family in Sonoma. I'm close to San Francisco. Yeah. Totally makes sense.
And you show up, and then he just sends you right home like that. I'm not going to, and when I say this word, I'm not directing it towards you. I'm just directing it as to how it looked. Mm-hmm. But nobody really wants to look like a loser. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know. I even said I feel dumb because I did. But the thing was, I told, you know, Ben, I talked to him, and we've had conversations before on the phone. There's been a connection, and he knew that too. He was pleasantly surprised that I showed up. He said that he definitely could see himself with me as a potential wife, and I believe that's true. I think what he did was he put the women's feelings first and sent me home because he felt that it was unfair. But I'm sorry, the whole situation is unfair. So when he sent me home and all he had to say was, you know, it's just not fair, I thought, well, okay, you're doing me a favor, because the man that I want to be with is going to kind of put that off to the side and be like, I'm willing to risk this as well. And if there's going to be the women that, you know, I think it was Courtney that kind of gave him an ultimatum, basically saying, if you keep what's her butt, I think is what she called me.
Yeah she did, because that was trending on Twitter that night.
Yeah. What's her butt? But I think, you know, some of the women just made it pretty clear to, you know, gave him grief, saying, you know, if you keep her, like, I'm out. And it's like, well, gosh, but, you know, the whole point of the show is for Ben to find someone, and the women need to respect that. And if he wanted to keep me, then they need to get over it.
Kiss 92.5, it's the Roz and Mocha Show. On the phone right now with Chantel. You were on the Brad season of Bachelor, and then on last week's episode of The Bachelor with Ben, out of nowhere, you show up in San Francisco, hoping that Ben's going to keep you around, and that very same night, he sent you home, no rose.
There's a lot of sixes on this season, if you know what I mean.
Yes, it was, you know, horrible.
There's not a lot of quality on this season. Maybe,
you know,
a couple.
I've been hearing that a lot of people have been commenting on this season of the women, and that they're not the best of group.
Yeah.
That they're very mean to each other too. The things that they say behind each other's back is awful. When I had my group of women on Brad's season, you know, you had Michelle talking about things or whatever that she wants us to be eating my monkeys or whatever. But you never heard any of us women commenting on our body images or being ugly or anything like that. And, you know, that just wasn't easy to hear.
We had Chris Harrison, host of The Bachelor, on the show yesterday. They had announced that Canada is getting their own Bachelor, Bachelor Canada. What advice do you have for, I guess, the girls who are all going online right now signing up for it?
Oh, wow. You know, it's a really intense process. When I went on to Brad's season, I had never watched the show before, which I think was an advantage to me because I had no idea what I was getting myself into. But you're put in some really vulnerable positions, which I think is good for everybody. And just to go in and, I don't know, you just really have to be yourself and just know that the situations that you're going to be put in, you need to be prepared for everything and anything, surprises and all.
Well, you looked banging in the red dress, regardless of whether he sent you home.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Your legs are your best feature, right?
Oh, well, thank you.
You know that.
Well, according according to one of the girls, my hips are a little too big, so.
Ain't no such thing, honey.
Thanks.
All right,
what's her butt?
Thanks so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show today.
Sure.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye, honey.